Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Ningin M. Hang Singh with the Evening Bulletin. The headlines. Today, 22nd Commonwealth Parliamentary Association India Region Zone 3 Conference concludes. Deputy Chairman of Rajya Sabha Harivansh calls for integrating environmental protection with human development. Nagaland observes Remembrance Day honoring heroes of the Battle of Kohima. And advisor Imkong L. Imchin passes away at 75. Now the news in detail. The two-day 22nd Commonwealth Parliamentary Association CPA India Region Zone 3 Conference concluded this evening in Kohima. The conference, held under the theme Policy, Progress and People, Legislatures as Catalysts of Change, focused on discussions around role of legislatures in achieving Viksit Bharat 2047 and climate change in the light of recent cloudbursts and landslides in the northeast region. Delivering his closing remarks, Deputy Chairman of Rajya Sabha Harivansh said that during the two sessions, participants witnessed the true spirit of parliamentary democracy with vibrant debates, thoughtful exchanges, and a shared commitment to the people they serve. The deputy chairman expressed confidence that even within the Northeast, each state is striving to address its unique governance challenges.
We must resolve to strengthen regional cooperation, share our best practices, and ensure that the laws we frame translate swiftly into outcomes. Let us remember that the strength of our democracy lies not only in the laws we make, but in the sincerity with which we uphold the trust of the people.
Earlier, members of the CPA India Region Zone 3 adopted 9 resolutions during the conference and participated in a tree plantation drive to mark the conference. The members also observed a minute silence in memory of Advisor for Information and Public Relations and Soil and Water Conservation, Imkong L. Imchin, who passed away today. Deputy Chairman of the Rajya Sabha Harivansh has emphasized the importance of integrating environmental protection with human development rather than viewing it as an obstacle to economic activity. Delivering his keynote address on climate change in the light of recent cloudbursts and landslides in some northeast region on the final day of the CPA conference in Kohima today, he noted, India has been proactive in addressing climate challenges through national policies, local initiatives and community engagement. The Deputy Chairman urge states to continually assess their preparedness and upgrade infrastructure and underscore the role of technology in disaster management.
हमें क्लाइमेट चेंजेज की अलग-अलग चुनौतियों चैलेंजेज को और उनसे जुड़ी जानकारी को बेहतर ढंग से समझने के लिए बहुत ही हाई क्वालिटी के गुणवत्ता वाले रिसर्च में इन्वेस्ट करना होगा. इन्वेस्टमेंट इन ए साइंटिफिक रिसर्च इज द ओनली लॉन्ग टर्म सॉल्यूशन इन आंसरिंग दिस कॉम्प्लेक्स क्वेश्चंस.
Calling for synergies among the northeastern states, Mr. Harivansh said, development must be planned with climate realities in mind, strengthening administrative capacities, updating regulations, and implementing state climate action plans. He suggested setting up dedicated legislative committees to monitor the implementation of these plans. The deputy chairman added that without a holistic approach, responses will remain reactive, addressing incidents as they occur, rather than working toward reducing their occurrence and building more resilient infrastructure. Nagaland today joined in observing Remembrance Day, paying tribute to those who laid down their lives during the Battle of Kohima, one of the most decisive battles of the Second World War. The observance was organized by the government of Nagaland in collaboration with the Commonwealth War Graves Commission. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla and Nagaland Chief Minister Nipi Rio led tributes at a solemn ceremony at the Kohima War Cemetery, laying wreaths at the memorial. The gathering also observed 2 minutes of silence in remembrance of the soldiers. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Birla described the day as one of remembrance, gratitude and inspiration. Reflecting on the enduring legacy of the fallen soldiers, Mr. Birla recalled the famous epitaph inscribed at the cemetery. When you go home, tell them we gave your today for your tomorrow.
तुम घर जाओ उन्हें कह देना कि हमने आज अपना कल तुम्हारे लिए दिया है और ये वाक्य ये शब्द आज भी शब्द नहीं हम सबकी प्रेरणा है कि हमें आने वाले कल के लिए आज देना होगा और हमारे वीर सैनिकों ने कल के लिए उस समय बलिदान दिया ये स्मरण का दिन है याद का दिन है हम सबकी प्रेरणा का दिन है.
Describing India as a land of warriors and the brave, Mr. Birla expressed hope that this day would remind everyone of the country's enduring spirit of courage and unity. Chief Minister Nipurio said the Remembrance Day holds a unique and profound meaning in Nagaland. Addressing the ceremony at Kohima War Cemetery today, he said, the cemetery is not only a burial ground but a living testament to the extraordinary courage of those who fought here.
The Battle of Kohima was not just a military engagement. It was a defining moment in the history of the world. We pay homage not only to the Allied soldiers, but also to the Naga people, men and women, and even children who guided, sheltered, and stood beside the troops amid imaginable hardship. Their loyalty and courage were pivotal to the outcome of the battle, and their contributions remain one of the proudest chapters in our history.
Mr. Rio noted that while the state's history was once defined by war, it must now become a voice for peace, unity and universal brotherhood. He reaffirmed the state's commitment that Kohima will continue to stand as a beacon of hope and an advocate for humanity. The chief minister also conveyed deepest respect to all veterans and their families, the fallen heroes resting here and the people of Nagaland who have preserved the hallowed ground with dignity and devotion. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For a quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel, AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. Advisor for Information and Public Relations and Soil and Water Conservation, Imkong L. Imchin, passed away today at Apollo Hospital in Guwahati due to heart complications. He was 75. A seasoned leader, Mr. Imkong was actively involved in a number of civil organizations in his youth before shifting to politics. A native of Mangmitong Village in Mokokchung District, he was first elected to the 10th Nagaland Legislative Assembly in 2003 and successfully re-elected in all subsequent terms, holding various portfolios. Mr. Imchin is survived by his wife, three sons and two daughters. A state funeral is scheduled at his official residence in Kohima tomorrow at 9:30 a.m. Chief Minister Nipurio expressed profound sorrow at the passing of advisor Imkong L. Imchin. In a tribute, the Chief Minister described Mr. Imchin as a visionary leader and a dear friend with whom he shared a long and close working relationship. Mr. Rio remembered his tireless efforts for the welfare of the people. He noted that Mr. Imchin's passing represents a significant loss for both the Ao community and the broader Naga people, leaving behind a void that will be hard to fill. The Chief Minister extended his heartfelt condolences to the bereaved family and prayed for strength and comfort for them during this time of grief. The Chief Minister also called on the people of Nagaland to honor Mr. Imchin's legacy, which will continue to inspire future generations. Condolences are pouring in from across the state following the passing of advisor Imkong L. Imchin. In a message, Governor of Nagaland Ajay Kumar Bhalla expressed deep sorrow over the loss. He hailed Mr. Imchin's lifelong service to society as a student leader, public leader, cabinet minister and advisor to the government of Nagaland. Deputy Chief Ministers Y. Paton and T.R. Zeliang also paid tribute to the late leader. Mr. Paton remembered him as a respected and seasoned figure in Nagaland's political landscape. He lauded Mr. Imchin for upholding integrity, humility and perseverance through his decades in public life. Meanwhile, Mr. Zeliang also recalled his long association with the advisor and described him as a gentleman and scholar whose wisdom shaped meaningful progress for the state. Other ministers also condoled the loss, including Health Minister Pai Wang Konyak, who said the legacy of Mr. Imchin's legacy of honesty, service and compassion will continue to inspire generations. And Nagaland Police, in coordination with the Narcotics Control Bureau, will host a two-day conference of anti-narcotics task forces of all eight northeast states and West Bengal from Thursday. Announcing this at a press conference today, Director General of Police Rupin Sharma said the event is first of its kind aimed at tackling narcotics challenges and framing unified strategies for the region.
Of the Narcotics Control Bureau, Special DGP of CRPF and IG rank officers of Northeast states will be attending this conference. During this conference, we hope that the anti-narcotic task forces of the Northeast states will be able to deliberate on the problem of narcotics facing Northeast and from Northeast to the rest of the country and come up with a set of solutions and suggestions for implementation within the Northeast and also make some suggestions or recommendations to Government of India so that the war against drugs can be successfully
Clarifying concerns on the ongoing Nagaland police recruitment, Mr. Sharma said candidates must pay the 300 rupees examination fee to be eligible and urged critics to recognize the cost involved in the digital system. And now to round up the news, the headlines once again. Two-day 22nd Commonwealth Parliamentary Association India Region Zone 3 Conference concludes. Deputy Chairman of Rajya Sabha Harivansh calls for integrating environmental protection with human development. Nagaland observes Remembrance Day honoring heroes of the Battle of Kohima. An advisor Imkong L. Imchin passes away at 75. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Have a pleasant night.